Blog Talk Radio.
Every single word that you have.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
Lord.
All
people work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Call according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Congregated with us.
We thank God. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that's beneath us this day, oh God. We thank you for the lying down on last night and the raising up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now, Father God. Lord, touch every heart right now that's in service on today, oh God. Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Oh Lord, baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Lord, let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that's anew each morning, oh God. Lord, we thank you for saving us, oh God, in the midst of our sins. Lord, we can't thank you enough, and yes, dear, we thank you. Lord, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. My Lord, my God, if it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be? So, Father God, we come giving it all over to you today, Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, withholding nothing, oh God. Oh, Lord, asking you to change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Lord, come and do a new thing in us, Lord, and to us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lead us on the path of righteousness for your sake, the name, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Give us you, everything else can wait. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just have your way. We are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit, oh God, and your word. And we know your word is true in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch right now, oh God. Somebody need a healing on today, oh God. They'll receive their healing here in Sunday service in the name of Jesus Christ. God, your word is that healed, delivered, and sacred, justified, and made new in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, for your seed, what is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalm 112 and 2. Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Can you open up your mouth and just thank God? For the right now and the right here, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your help, oh God, and the help, your ever-present help, and the help that's on the way. My Lord, my God, we give it all over to you, oh God. We're holding nothing on today, oh God. We cast all our cares, oh God, over to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We lay our burdens down.
Yes,
we pick up peace. We pick up joy and happiness. We pick up forgiveness and strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, it's you that
yes,
us and it's you that have redeemed us. So the Bible says that the redeemed say so. And we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ that we are redeemers and we are the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to lead us and pass the righteousness for your name's sake, God. Lord, we bless you, we praise you,
hallelujah.
We worship you, oh God. We surrender all over to you, oh God. We submit all that we are to you, oh God, that your perfect will be done through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way and say
yes,
oh God. Lord, it's not about us, it's all about what you're doing in us in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you help us, oh God, to speak to my own neighbors. We do so by faith. We ask you, oh God, to call us to enter to your rest right now in the name of Jesus Christ and receive that right now in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the mighty name.
We ask you to release our warring and innocent angels to minister to us and warn our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to fill this your temple with as much your crown of glory as possible. Lord, help us to bear the cross that you prepared for us. Help those in our family, oh God. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit would speak to us, speak to our hearts through your word, oh God. We ask somebody to prepare us with reverence and with worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just
yes,
want to pray.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, the confidence that you sent us, that you said you wouldn't leave us alone, that you were sending us the confidence, the Holy Spirit to guide us and teach us in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to prepare us,
yes,
God, with reverence and
worship
right now, with humility through your Holy Spirit. We ask you to take out of us, answer us, and do whatever you want to do, oh God. Lord, search our hearts right now. Anything that's not of you, oh God, we ask that you remove it right now. We call every spirit off that operating us outside of the Holy Spirit. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
My Lord,
in the power and the blood of the Holy Spirit.
Man, oh God, they will send a way that will go forward, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for your anointed daughters and sons.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. We ask that your word, oh God, we read the engraving to us and be part of us, oh God. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, and emotions in our will in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare by your power that you're helping and calling us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, and true, and loyal for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, hear how you, how you, how you, how you, how you, Lord, help us right now, Lord, help me right now, oh God.
Yes,
well, Lord, we ask you to deliver us, where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help right now, God, that your perfect will be done within us, oh God. We ask
to the helpers, not to be the accused of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to help in season, to edify and to exhort us, and to comfort others in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord God. We ask for God for your help, us, that your love and grace in us flow and be administered to others by your spirit in us, oh God, to manifest your presence in and through us in the name of Jesus Christ. We release all things into
yes,
your hands.
Yes, Father,
and we
in the name of Jesus.
You, trusting you, oh God, with all that we have and all that we will be in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for your help right now,
yes,
that you
Father.
Give us the weapons you want us to give to others right now in the Sunday service, oh God. Not our weapon, your word, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, send a revival, Lord, in the name of
yes,
Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, forgive us, oh God, and help us to follow your direction, oh God. Lord, forgive us and help us, oh God, to follow your direction, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would send those that will receive the gift of salvation on today. Oh Lord, that we may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank
yes,
you right
Father,
now.
In the name
Lord, help
of Jesus.
Us, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you give us a clear mind right now and thoughts toward you, oh, God. Lord, clear will towards you. Clear of all emotional clutter right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That we can hear,
yes,
oh, God,
Father,
from you.
In the name,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. We ask you to cause us to hear you louder and clearer and rest in you. We ask you to release your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness, your gentleness with long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and through about our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, our God, we ask you to
yes, Father, be in the mighty name of Jesus.
Abound and through and about others, oh God. We ask you, Father God, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Heavenly Father, we ask you for your perfect will being worked out through us in our lives and the lives of those in our family, oh God, in the lives that we touch, oh God, as you direct us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord God, for
yes,
your
Father,
eyes to see, ears to hear,
in
our heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. We ask you to speak and do your perfect will, oh God, in this life, for you, for us, and for our family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to guard
yes,
us and our family with many angels that they may manifest as needed. We ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts, oh God, in our ways, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask God right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in it and to the fullness with you, oh God, in Jesus Christ. Holy name, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way with all of us right now, with all of me right now, with all of my husband right now, with all of my mother right now, with all of our children right now, with all our families right now, that all that's in the church right now, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father,
yes,
we
Father,
right
in
now.
The name of Jesus.
The heavens and your loving kindness and your tender mercies anew every morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that
Amen.
Our mind and will and emotions do not distinguish from hearing you, O God, from hearing your voice and be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and the natural realms. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ
yes,
over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, not to come near us. Not to come back through those doorways ever again to us, to our family members, and all in whom have been serving them today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you that it won't come near our homes,
thank
our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, our children's schools, our finances, our marriages. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God,
yes.
We just want to say thank you. Oh, let there be a pouring out on today, oh God. Oh, let healing take place in this Sunday service, oh God. Let deliverance take place, oh God. Let freedom take place, oh God. Let blessings overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let favor come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let restoration come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for what you've done, what you're about
thank
to
you,
do,
Lord.
Oh God, and what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk by faith and not by sight, that we are redeemed, that we are the righteousness of God, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are top and not beneath, that we are blessed and not cursed. Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's because of you, you made us this way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and just say, God, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Have
yes,
your way, Holy
you,
Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
thank you,
be to
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Thank God because of you, oh God. We can be here, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we're not on our sick bed, oh God. We thank you that you healed us when we were, oh God. We thank you that you didn't count us out, oh God. We thank you that your angels are capital on us right now, oh God. Protect us from all seen and unforeseen dangers, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We decree and we declare right now that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessings and favor, God's divine anointing, hallelujah. God's divine mercy and grace, hallelujah. God's protection, hallelujah. God's peace, hallelujah. God's happiness, hallelujah. God's joy, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the renewing of our mind this day, oh, God, that we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed this afternoon by the renewals of our mind, oh God. Oh Lord, touch every mind. We know that the enemy comes to attack our minds, oh God. And I come against every attack right now of the devil on your mind right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They're trying to tell you that you ain't what God said that you is. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, you are child of God. Know your inheritance on today. We decree and we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we thank you that
yes,
no weapon passes against your apostle. And every tongue that rise up against them, judge them, you shall condemn. We thank you, oh God. He, my Lord, shout higher, 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 higher. My Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we are saved. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, you are welcome to Sunday service. It's good to see my mother-in-law in service today. God bless you, Sister Hudson. It's good to see you, Sister Dudley, in Sunday service today. God bless
Amen.
You. And all that is in service. I don't know everybody that's in service today, but God bless you. God bless you. May the word of God, the word that go forth, bless you. May it heal you all today. As you will hear from both me and my husband today, if he would have given us the teach word, I will bring the message, the sermon on today. God bless you. At this time, we'll be having our scripture from our own sister, Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Good. Good afternoon. Well, good evening, everybody. Give
good
honor
evening.
To God,
good
who's
evening.
Ahead of my... Good evening. Give honor to God, who's ahead of my life. To the pastor
Amen.
And minister on the roster. The scripture reading is coming from Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 through 31. And the word
right.
said, anyone who is not with me is against me, and anyone
Amen.
Who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, people will be forgiven every sin and blaspheme, but the blaspheme against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Amen,
amen.
Amen. May you have a blessing
Amen.
To the may God give a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of His
Amen.
Word.
Amen. God bless
you. Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, thank
Amen.
You for today. We'll have a music session. And God bless you. We'll have a music selection, and we'll be back coming to each word from our own Pastor Dorothy Amen and you all. Let the music minister to you. Let it minister to your mind, body, soul, and spirit. And we'll be right back. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, we'll be, Pastor Dorsey, man, we'll bring the words. I'll introduce you right now, God's anointed one, God's prophet to nations. I present to you no other than my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Amen. Thank God for your beautiful wife, Pastor Tony Kamenet. Thank God for everybody that's attending Sunday service this afternoon. You know, may God bless you. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that's in our mouth and every single thought that's in our heart, Holy Spirit, it is you that dwells in us richly. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. And
thank
Father
you.
God, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, any spirit of confusion, any spirit of shame or guilt, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus and we loose you away from us, for you are not welcome here. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says amen. Well, y'all, today is a great day. I see a little rain is in the forecast, but this is still a beautiful day. Regardless of what it looked like right now, this is a beautiful day, and we just want to say thank God, you know, for this day. Today I wanted to share with you a little bit of what a friend we have in Jesus. I want to share with you a little bit of this, you know. What a friend that we have in Jesus. Now, I'll be coming out of the book of Philippians. I'll be in Philippians chapter 1 and 2, maybe a little bit of 4. Just put your finger right there, Philippians chapter 1. We'll be over in chapter 2 as well, a little bit. All right. What a friend that we have in Jesus. See, when I think about a friend, I think about, you know, someone that is strong. See, this is a friend of mine. See, a friend of mine is strong. He's fearless. He's wise. He's a wise partner, you know, who is equal, who I'm equal to, you know, and I and he or she, you know, we sharpen each other and we become that very image of each other. See, that's why I think of a friend. See, a friend of mine is someone, you know, that I can find joy in. You know, this song is saying, you know, joy in my soul. So a friend of mine is someone that I find joy in. You know, when I'm in, when I'm in their presence or when they're in my presence, it's the same. And even when I'm not in their presence, you know, the friend that I'm talking about, you know, I still find joy in them and they find joy in me. You know, all that I say and all that I do, you know, in my conversations every single day, you know, it'll be in a reference of my friend because this is someone, you know, that I trust in. This is someone, you know, that I look like. And the more we hang out together, you know, potentially, you know, you would end up starting to act like them too. Not just act like, you'd be looking like too. You know, we sharpen each other. This is a friend of mine. This is a friend of mine. So now, Also, this friend that I'm talking about, if you are a friend of mine, you know, this friend, you know, I trust you. I trust you that you will lead me in places, and you will lead me out of places. You will never lead me into a place where it's going to be death or destruction, or where it's going to have me, you know, down and bound, or in pain, or in sickness. Now, that ain't the type of friend. I'm talking about a friend, you know, that I can trust every single day of my life. This is the kind of friend that I'm talking about, that is, that I look for, the type of friend, you know, that I'm seeking to find. All right? So this friend right here, this friend that I'm talking about, this friend, the saying of birds of a feather flock together, see, that's a very true saying. Birds of a feather, they definitely flock together. So what a friend that we have in Jesus. What a friend that we have in Jesus. If you have your Bibles, let's go over here to the book of Philippians. I want to show you something about a friend that we have in Jesus. Now, over here in the book of Philippians, you know, this is Apostle Paul. You know, Apostle Paul is writing a letter here to the Philippian church. You know, Apostle Paul, you know, he is a friend of Jesus. He is a friend of Jesus. You know, he's writing this letter to the Philippians while he's in prison. He was placed in prison because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a friend is that? What a friend! What a friend is Paul to Jesus Christ? You know, he's there telling the Philippians. He was over in Philippi. He was telling them about Jesus Christ. He was preaching the gospel, and he was placed in prison. Now, this says a whole lot. This says a whole lot to me, you know, when I begin to read this right here, Book of Philippians. This says a whole lot about Paul, you know, just knowing that all that he could have been doing, all that he could have been, you know, saying, you know, he was expressing, you know, his joy for the Philippians because, you know, they had offered him material support while he was in his ministry. That's the kind of friend that I have. Now, he's placed in jail, you know, for preaching the gospel about someone else. He could have been thinking about, you know, how am I going to get out of jail, or why am I over here doing this? You know, this has got me in a place where I do not wish to be, but that wasn't the mindset that he had. Apostle Paul is definitely a friend of Jesus. Go to jail. How many people will go to jail for me? And however many that is, that's what type of friendship, you know, that I'm talking about here. So over here in Philippians, amen. That's a friend there. Over here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, my wife left. Over in Philippians, chapter 1, we'll start right here at verse 2, and we'll pull a few scriptures out here. It says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many know that grace, you know, be unto you? And we talking about grace. This is Jesus Christ. See, when Jesus Christ is with you, we're talking about, you know, what a friend that we have in Jesus. See, when you have Jesus, we're talking about grace. And as a result of grace, you have peace. You have peace. Peace that it doesn't come from you. It doesn't come from anybody. If you were like Paul, you know, if you were preaching the gospel, you know, he's in prison. He has peace. He has peace in the midst of his troubles. You know, he's at peace because he knows that it's Jesus Christ that is with him. And 3 says, this is Paul. He's writing this letter here. This is a letter he's saying. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always every prayer of mine for you, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident in the very things that he which have begun the good work in you, perform until the day of Christ Jesus. And 7 says, and as it is met, and as it is meant for me to think of all, because I have because I have in your in you my heart as so much as both my bounds and the defense of the confirmation of the gospel. You all are partakers of grace. All right. This is Paul,
yes,
you know,
amen.
He's expressing his joy. See, he is expressing his joy to Philippian church here, you know, how happy he is to for them to believe or to take into him to help him while he's, you know, on this journey and he's preaching this word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, here to Philippians. See, he has joy. He has joy for them. So he's considering them as being friends of him. And because of results of he considered them being friends of him, he was preaching this word to them. And, you know, they were believing and they were receiving his word and they helped him, you know, in his ministry. See, that's the type of friend that I'm talking about here, that type of friend. So what Paul was doing here, Paul, he was leading them to Christ Jesus. He was leading them to Christ Jesus, and they were receiving him. You know, over here, we'll go on down a little bit farther, and we'll see a couple of scriptures here over here. Over here in 8, it says, "For God is my record, how greatly, how long after you all, the bowels of Christ Jesus, this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge in this judgment, that you are approved the things that are excellent and that may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ." And 11 says, "Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus unto glory and praise of God." So I just want to show you something right here. See, what Paul is saying over here to them is that, you know, you're in Christ. You know what you was doing, you know, he's very excited about you. You know, he has joy for you and, you know, thank you for, you know, supporting, you know, and he was just saying that, you know, that Christ is with you. You know, this is what you should keep on doing. So I thought about this. I said, okay, now Paul, he is a friend of Jesus. Now he is making friends with the Philippians. So now, why I started out is what a friend that we have in Jesus. How many know that the more you hang around a person, the more that you would tend to be like them? The more you hang around me, the more that you would tend to be like me. You can just ask my wife this. Just ask my wife. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, that I would say and things that I would do. Then I'll find out that my wife, she would begin to do the same thing and she'd begin to say the same thing. Because we are hanging around each other. You know, we are talking with each other. We are communicating with each other. We're just doing all kind of things because, you know, we are friends. So what is a real friend? What is a real friend? What is a real friend to you? And as I expressed, you know, earlier, we find friendship with one another. And this friendship that we find with one another will cause us, you know, to be like. Now, I want to be just like my friends. I want to be just like my friends. I want to be able to trust my friends because my friends, they definitely can say that they trust me. You know, this is how I want to be like. Now, Jesus Christ, we have to realize that when you are, you know, in grace, I mean, when you are in the body of Christ, so you have to realize that you are a friend of God. You are friends to Christ Jesus. So you have to realize that. You have to realize, you know, that who you are, you know, when you are in Christ, you become friends of Jesus. And the reason why that you become friends, because you will start walking the walk. You start walking like Jesus. You will start talking like Jesus. You'll start telling your friends and neighbors and those, you know, that have not heard. You'll start telling them about Jesus. This is what makes you a friend. Because you decided to be in Jesus, you decided to be in Christ, and Jesus Christ, he decided to be in you. Amen. Amen. What a friend. What a friend is that? What a friend is that? Now, we know this to be true because every single day that you make a decision to talk to your friend to talk to Christ Jesus, he definitely talks back to you. And he, the friend Jesus, when he talks back to you, he's going to tell you all that you need to know, because he knows all about you. He knows all about your situation. He knows all about everything that you're going to be facing in your life. That's the kind of friend that I'm talking. That's the kind of friend that you should have. You have a friend like that that's going to be able to tell you something about yourself. Now, since I said that, if I had a friend that I can't tell my friend nothing about themselves, am I really being a friend to them? And are they really being a friend to me? See, when a friend tells you something about yourself, your friend is not telling you something about yourself for you to be able to take offense to it. No, because over here in the scripture, it says that right there, you know, I'm not taking offense. You know, a friend's going to tell you something about yourself to be able to help you. That's why they'll call a friend. See, any friend that doesn't tell you, you know, when you are going the wrong way or when you're doing the wrong thing, so that's not much of a friend. That's somebody that just want to let you know all the good thing that it is, and anything that is bad, well, you got to figure that out on your own. You could be going down the road of death and destruction. But see, a friend ain't going to let you go down that road of death and destruction. A friend is going to say, wait a minute, brother, or wait a minute, sister. You know, you're going the wrong way. Don't go that way right there. I'd already been down there. And I'm telling you right now, there's a wreck. There's something laying across that road. And there's it's very narrow, and the road is jagged, and you might fall down in the ditch because I'd already been down there. See, that's a friend that I'm talking about. What a friend that we have in Jesus. Jesus Christ, Lord. Which is God. Yes, now, Jesus Christ, this is God. This is God. He found that it was not robbery for him to first come from the form of God and be in the form of man. Now, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, he humbled himself. He came in the form of man, and he walked this earth, and he experienced every single thing in this earth that you are experiencing right now, and overcame this world. See, this is the friend that I'm talking about. Now, God is going to come down off the throne and come down, you know, and be in this world in the form of a man, humble himself, and became sin for you and I. Hallelujah. What a friend that we have in Jesus. How many people would do that, would come down from your high place or whatever it is that cause yourself to think that you're somebody? How many people would come down and humble themselves, you know, to be with a friend and to be in all the pain and the suffering that they're going through right now in their life? How many friends would do that? Or would you just be friends with them when they're doing good and when they're looking good and when they experience, you know, the goodness of life? How many friends, you know, would do that? How many friends would, like Paul right here, how many friends would go to jail for you? I said that a little bit earlier. How many friends would do that? See, it's easy for a person to make friendship with somebody that got everything, that don't need nothing. So yeah, I ain't got to worry about you asking me for nothing because you already got everything. But will you make friends with somebody that has less than what you have? Will you do that? Jesus Christ did it for you. He did it for you. Let's go ahead on a little bit farther. Let's go a little bit farther and then just look at this friend. Now, this is Paul. He's telling them, you know, he's preaching this gospel. He's writing this letter, and he's telling them about Jesus Christ. Let's skip on over here a little bit. Let's go over here to verse 20, 23. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23. He says, for I am distraught betwixt two, having the desires to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He says, nevertheless, 24 says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And 25 says, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide continually with you all with the furtherance of the joy and in faith. 26 says that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus for my coming to you again. He said, let your conversations be as the gospel of Christ, that whether I come to see you, whether I come to see you. See, right now he's talking about your conversation. Your conversation that you have with your friends should always be the gospel. That's the conversation that friends should have with one another. Your conversations that you have with one another. Now, we're talking about friends. Friends should not be having any type of gossip about anybody else. Any type of conversation that you have, we're talking about friends that are in Christ. We're talking about friends of Christ. Your conversation should be about, just like Paul, it should be about Christ. That's how your conversation should be. You shouldn't have any other type of conversation other than that. Any conversation that you're giving to one another, it should be right there. Amen, amen. Now, I want to go over here, and I just have one more little thing I want to show you right here. Now, we're talking about, you know, what a friend that we have in Jesus.
Yes.
Now, when you are Christian, when you are in Christ, you are followers of Christ, you are ambassadors, what you are to be doing is preaching the gospel. Don't waste any time of your life doing other than that. Yeah, we're going to do other things, you know, in this world. But see, when you have, you know, Jesus Christ, when you have grace, this is what you have been called to do. Jesus Christ had humbled himself, made himself in the form of man, and then he died for your sins. And because he died for your sins, that you will have, you know, the right to grace, that you will have the right to the throne, that you will have the right to inherit these inheritances that he had, that you have for you. So this is where you are supposed to be when we're talking about friends. Now, I do realize that there will be things that we would experience in this lifetime because of it, just like Paul. There will be some trials. There will be things that you would experience because of being friends with Christ. Some of us, I know me, I didn't already experience, so many different things just by walking this walk. It's not an easy walk to walk. But like Paul, like he said over here, grace be unto you and peace through Christ Jesus and our God our Father. He said, grace be unto you and peace. Let's read over here in chapter 2 right here. In chapter 2 and 14 says, doing all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation, among whom you will shine like lights in this world. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you right now. Though you may be in a situation right now where it's not favorable for you, it might look like it's the end. But what a friend that we have in Jesus. Right here, this scripture is saying, doing all things without murmuring and complaining. See, Paul, he didn't complain. He didn't complain while he was in prison. He was going from different cities, and he was preaching the gospel because what he knew he was doing, he was telling somebody about Jesus Christ. He was giving them, you know, the opportunity, you know, to know who Jesus Christ was, you know, through him. He was teaching them that, hey, this is the way. This is how you have, you know, your joy. This is how you have your strength every single day. When you're in these places where you feel like it's all over, when you're in this place where you think that that nobody loves you, when you're in this place where you think that you don't have one friend that you can call upon, do all these things without murmuring and complaining, to know that, Jesus Christ is with you always. Let's go up here, chapter 2. Let's go over here, chapter 2 and verse 6. See, right here it says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Don't you know that when you have Christ, that he said that you are equal, that you are equal. You're equal. Friends are equal. There is no friend that's going to be higher than the other friends. So it's not, you find yourself, you know, equal. So because you're equal, yeah, you will experience these things. Jesus Christ experienced, you know, all pain and all suffering in this world. And so shall you experience all pain and suffering in this world. But be of good cheer, because Jesus Christ is with you always. What a friend Amen. That we have in Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Every single one, you know, that I hope you was able to receive a little bit of word, even if it was one word or one script, you know, God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that word, Pastor.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. That brings me to the song,
yes.
What a Friend. You know, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, yes.
Yes.
So we thank you for that. We thank you for that teaching. It's something like, I know some people for their first time being in service, trying to understand. My husband, he brings the teach word each Sunday, so he can break down the word to you so that he'll go from scripture to scripture, breaking it down.
Yes.
So you can have an understanding of the word. And, you know, we to appreciate that because, you know, we don't get that everywhere we go. So that's something that we've been led to do. And I thank God for you for the preach word that you brought forth today.
Amen.
Hope you all got something from it. What a friend we have in Jesus. A lot of times we're looking, you know, for a friend. If I could just get a good friend, and Jesus is saying, I'm your friend. And when you have a friend, the Bible tells us that a friend sticks closer than a brother. So what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you all that you poured out. I'm so excited. Right now, we have people still coming in the service, so we thank God for everyone. We see
Amen.
Sister Henderson is here, Mel Henderson and her family. Sister Connie Northern is here and her family. We thank God for everyone. If I don't call you out, know we love you. We you know, charge it to our head and not our heart. So we happy to see everybody. And before we go forward, you all, and I know my husband said, what is she about to do? I was praying, and I want to come against the spirit of hindrance right now and confusion, the spirit of depression right now. I come against the spirit of suicide right now. I come against the spirit of guilt and shame right now.
Ain't nobody in the name of Jesus.
Because I was praying, I was having a hard time because I was having a war in the spirit and breaking things off. It was literally taking my breath away. I don't know if y'all noticed that. But I come against that spirit right now that will cause you to not be able to receive what God has for you in this service right now.
Hallelujah.
So we come against
in the mighty
spirit
name
right
of Jesus.
Now, outside the Holy Spirit, and we command that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come
so
out
that you
in
can
the mighty
right
name
now,
of Jesus.
To open up your mind to receive the lesson that's going forward. There are distractions. We come against the spirit of distractions right now. All distracting spirits. We come against you right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we command you to flee. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have no faith.
Yes, in
the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was sweating like I was having a heart attack. Literally, I mean, I was warring like no other in the service. Really having a hard time breathing, and my chest began to hurt because that spirit is. We call that spirit out. We call it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It's coming against everything that you spoken and said right now. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be free. Be free right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now,
I want to tell you something. Now, see, I'm a friend. Me and my wife, we are friends. So I'm going to come into agreement with her right now because we are friends. I'm not going to let her just pray this prayer on her own. Father God, we thank you for what it is that you're about to do right
thank
now.
You.
And we are believing and receiving right now that you have been given
yes,
us of your power and your authority to bind those spirits that operate inside of us illegally. And we bind you right now, spirit of confusion, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose you from our presence right now. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our bodies. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our minds. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over every single thing that we say and every thing that we do in the name of Jesus. And it's in
Jesus'
name that we pray. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. All is well. All is well. And all that do agree says amen. See, that's what friends do. That's what friends do.
We pray
for
you.
We pray with one another, and we pray for one another.
Pray for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's get ready. You all put your minds and your hearts to receive the word, the message that's going to go forward from myself, Pastor Tawanika Manny. We have another song
that's
selection
right
here. Just get ready as you worship in the Holy Spirit continuously now that we've come against that spirit right now of confusion. Just get ready to receive so that you can understand what God has for you in this life. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
This song, oh my goodness, no matter who we are, We must pray. No matter who we are, we must pray. And we thank God for the opportunity to be able to pray. Well, we made it to the message part of Sunday service today. You know, I introduce y'all and my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, she is God's anointed. She is a prophetess of God. So enjoy this message. I know I will. You know, so definitely enjoy it. It's Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone in service today. Thank God for the teach word. You all know, a lot of people understand, you know, because we do a little bit different than what you're used to in church. Everybody have their own structure. But we like, because we don't have, like, Sunday school, my husband brings the teach word. So, you know, if you know, he goes from scripture to scripture to break it down to you all. So hopefully you all receive that in a mighty way that would bring deliverance and help to your life. So I thank God for you, my love, and I thank God for everyone up here in service as the message is going forward today. Let us pray, Father God, as I come to you now, God, withholding nothing, Father God, giving myself to you so that you can use me. Let me be the vessel that you float through ungendered. I come against every spirit right now that is operating in the heavens that cause our prayers not to go forward, Lord God, to release your warring angels, oh God, to warn us, oh God, in the name, to war for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come,
yeah,
Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree and I declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you that you are the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes,
in you,
Lord,
through
Jesus,
all and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us our daily bread right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as I decrease, that you may have all the increase in me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your word go forward, not my word, Lord God, that will bring healing, deliverance, freedom, peace, joy, happiness. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, your protection, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
bless us with revelation,
Lord,
knowledge, and wisdom of your word, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we may enter into the narrow gate, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just need you, oh God. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. It
yes,
is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
I'm excited
amen
about the word that's going forward right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The message today is, do you know who you are in Christ? Do
Hallelujah.
You know who you are in Christ? I'm not just telling people, look, I'm a woman of God, I'm a man of God, I believe Jesus, I died on the cross. But do you actually know who you are in Christ? When you allow Jesus Christ to enter into you, when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and now you receive Christ, so now you're in Christ, so to you, woman of God, man of God, do you know who you are in Christ? We're not talking about a title.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the talking. We're talking about, do you actually know who you are in Christ? Because when you receive Christ, you receive change. Your life changes. It don't just change, it changes for the better. Do you know who you are in Christ? I have to ask myself this question. Because sometimes when we face trials and tribulations, even though the Bible tells we will face trials and tribulations, but we will overcome all that. But do you know who you are? I have to ask myself, when things come up in life, do you truly understand who you are, Tawanika Manning? Do you truly understand what God has called you to be? Do you really know who you are in Christ? Because when we understand who we are in Christ, then we can start receiving, but receiving that and start walking in it, living in it, and being there, so when people see us, they will know that we are of Christ. Amen. So in the midst of many voices
Amen.
In our head that wage war against our identity, we forget who we are in Christ. I need to remind myself daily that my identity does not lie in my mistakes. It does not lie in my struggles. It does not lie in my embarrassing moments. It does not lie in those discouraging negative voices in my head. Do you know who you are in Christ? Satan is constantly fighting believers to cause us to lose sight of our true identity. God is constantly pouring out his grace and reminding us of who we are. He is constantly reminding us to not dwell on our failures, to receive his grace and press on. We are living under the covenant of grace. We're not living according to the Old Testament, according to the law. We are living under the covenant of grace. Do you know who you are in Christ? Understand, because you're a new creature
are in Christ. When those voices tell you that you are misunderstood by everyone, God reminds you that he understands you. When we feel unloved, we are reminded that God loves us deeply and unconditionally. When we are engulfed in shame, God reminds us that Christ took upon our shame on the cross. You are not defined by who the world says that you are. You are defined by who Christ says that you are. In his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, do you know who you are? In him is where your true identity lies. Amen? Amen, you all. So I'm going to take you all to the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. You all, we're going to come from verse 4 all the way down to verse 10. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. As we're talking about, do you know who you are in Christ? That's important that we know this. The Bible says in verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. And you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Again, listen, you also, verse 5 says, again, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. So you're a spiritual house. You are a living stone, a holy priesthood, to offer a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Verse 7 says, therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. Verse 9 said, but you are a chosen generation. Do you know who you are in Christ? Verse 9 tells us that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10 says, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. You are the people of God. We are the people of God. The Bible says, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Do you know who you are in Christ? Now, I don't want you to listen to what the world is saying or what the enemy is saying. Do you know who you are in Christ?
Hallelujah.
Do you know who you are?
Hallelujah.
Do you know who you are?
Yes.
In describing the church as God's spiritual house, as we look at these scriptures, in describing the church as God's spiritual house, Peter drew several Old Testament texts familiar to Jewish Christian readers. And we find this in Psalm 118 and 22 and also in Isaiah 8 and 14. Peter's readers would have understood the living stones to be Israel. Then Peter applied the image of cornerstones to Christ. So once again, Peter showed that the church does not cancel the Jewish heritage, but fulfills it. So Peter portrays the church as a living spiritual house. We are the church. You are a spiritual house. Do you know who you are in Christ? You are a spiritual house. So with Christ as the foundation and the cornerstone, and each believer as a stone, Paul portrays the church as a body with Christ as the head of each believer, as a member you are. So one stone is not a temple. Hallelujah. One stone is not a temple or even a wall. One body part is useless without the others. In our individual our individualistic society, it is easy to forget our interdependence you are with other Christians. When God calls you into a task, remember that he is also calling others to work with you. Together, your individual efforts will be multiplied. Look for those and join with them to build a beautiful house for God. Understand who you are in Christ. Because when you're in Christ, we're in each other. We come together, hallelujah, and we work together because you are not alone when you are in Christ, knowing who you are in Christ. The Bible tells us again, as we look at verse 6, Christians here will sometimes be put to shame. Understand, sometimes we put the shame or face disappointments in your life, but if we trust in God, He is there for us. But for us to trust in God is never misplaced, oh God. We never misplace our trust in God. God will not let them down. He will not let you down. He can safely put our confidence up. We can put our confidence safely in God, in him, because the eternal life he promised us is certain when you know who you are in Christ. When we look at verse 7 and 8, no doubt Peter often thought of Jesus' words to him right after the confess that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church up. This is what Jesus said, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So we are, hallelujah, all that Christ says that we are. Do you know who you are in Christ? What is the stone that really counts in the building of the church you are? Peter says Christ himself. What are the characteristics of Christ? The cornerstone, we ask. He is completely trustworthy. He is precious to believers. And though rejected by some, he is the most important part of the church. Jesus Christ is called a stone, the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Some will stumble over Christ because they rejected him or refused to believe that he is who he said he was. But Psalm 118 and 22 says that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, the most important of God's building, the church. In the same way today, people who refuse to believe in Christ have made the greatest mistake of their lives. They have stumbled over the one person who could save them and give meaning to their lives, and they have fallen in God's hands for judgment. But I want to tell you today, because you are in Christ and you know who you are in Christ, that does not apply to you, because by Christ you are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Christians sometimes speak to the priesthood, priesthood of believers. In Old Testament time, people did not approach God directly. But listen, I want you to tell you, because of Jesus Christ, when you know who you are in Christ, you can go to the throne room of Christ, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ. You have access right now. You are, hallelujah, you have inheritance, and you are co-heirs to the
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, do you know who you are in Christ? I'm talking to you, woman of God. I'm talking to you, man of God. When we look at verse 9 and 10, the Bible tells us in verse 9 and 10 again, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of God, oh, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 10 again says, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but have obtained mercy. You know who you are in Christ. I ask you one more time, woman of God, man of God, do you know who you are in Christ? People often base their self-concept on the accomplishments, but our relationship with Christ is far more important than our jobs, our success, our wealth, or our knowledge. We have been chosen by God as his very own, and we have been called to represent him, hallelujah, to others. Remember that your value comes from being one of God's children, not from what you can achieve. You have worth because of what God does, and not because of what you do. You need to know today who you are in Christ.
Yes.
You need to know who you are in Christ. We have to ask ourselves, because sometimes the enemy tries to get us to distract us and get us to tell us that we're not who God say we are, because you made a mistake. They try to condemn us, but there's no condemnation in Christ. Let me tell you something. My deepest awareness of myself is that I am deeply loved by Jesus Christ, and I have done nothing to earn it or deserve it. To define yourself radically as one beloved by God, this is the true self. Every other identity is an illusion. The more you reaffirm who you are in Christ, the more your behavior will begin to reflect your true identity. Do you know who you are in Christ? Who am I in Christ is amazing. Who Christ is in me is the real story. It is beyond amazing, you all. Our true identity is found when we stop being who we are and start being who we were created to be. Amen? I am a daughter of the King,
amen.
And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood that was shed on Calvary, for my Lord and Savior, I am the daughter of the King, who is not moved by the world. For my God, hallelujah, for my God is with me and goes before me. I do not fear, because I am his. Do you know who you are in Christ? Woman of God, man of God, when we look at the Bible, knowing that you are a child of God, according to Galatians 3:26, the Bible tells us you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You are a child of God, according to Galatians 1:7, so you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Do you know that you're an heir to the throne in the name of Jesus Christ? You ain't got to go to no preacher, no priest to get to God. All you got to do is go straight in by faith, because you need to know today who you are in Christ. You ain't got to wait for nobody. You can go to God asking and receiving, but first you must believe who you are.
Yes.
Who are you? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are?
According to 2 Corinthians 5 and 12, you're a new creation. Ephesians 2 and 10 tell us that you're the workmanship, all in Christ Jesus for good works. 1 Peter 2 and 9 tells us you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 1 tells you there's no condemnation in you. Do you know who you are in Christ? Or don't receive condemnation from no man or woman. My Lord, my God. John 1 and 12 says that you're children of God. Then 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, 21, that you're the righteousness of God. John 15 and 5 tells us that that you are the branches that bear much fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? According to Ephesians 5 and 26, you're raised up with him and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you know who you are? According to John 15 and 15, oh Lord, we're friends of Christ. My Lord, my God, do you know who you are? According to 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, I'm here to tell you today as an eyewitness that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit whom you have God. Do you know who you are? 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, the Spirit the power of love and self-control. Do you know who you are? According to Galatians 3 and 26, we are sons and daughters of God. Do you know who you are in Christ? According to Philippians 4 and 13, you are strong and you can do all things through Christ Jesus strengthens you. Do you know who you are? According to Romans 8 and 17, we're the heirs of God, or fellow heirs with Christ Jesus. Do you know who you are in Christ? According to Philippians 3 and 20, we're citizens of heaven right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? Woman of God and man of God, I come as an eyewitness on today. Do you know who you are in Christ? I don't care what the world tries to say. I don't care what your people try to say. I don't care what the devil's saying. Do you know who you are in Christ? 1 John 4 and 4 says that you're overcomers. Great is he that's in you than he is in the world. Do you know who you are? I'm talking to you right now. 1 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, one spirit with the Lord. You're one spirit with the Lord. You're one spirit with the Lord. You're the body of Christ. You are protected by God. All your needs are met, and God supplies all your needs. Do you know who you are? Ephesians 1 and 3 tells us we are blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Do you know who you are? In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 12 and 2, we are transformed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are chosen. We are chosen ones according to John 15 and 16. Do you know who you are? My Lord, my God. In Ephesians 1 and 7, we are, hallelujah, redeemed in the name. So we say so. We are redeemed. Do you know who you are? I come as a witness today, woman of God and man of God. Do you know who you are? The Bible tells in Ephesians 3 and 12, we are bold. Matthew 5 and 14 tells us that you are the light of the world. My Lord, my God. Psalm 139 and 14 tells us you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know who you are? We come, oh God, just thank you, oh God, that we know today in this very hour who we are. According to your word in Romans 8 and 2, that we are free for the law of the Spirit of the Spirit of life has set us free in Christ. Jesus Christ from the land of lost sin and death. Do you know who you are? You are a free woman of God. You are a free man of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to operate in bondage. You don't have to stay locked up in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to stay sick because the Bible tells us that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. It is he that has healed us. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, do you know who you are? According to Colossians 2 and 2 and 7, you are rooted and built up in him and established in the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Do you know who you are? I'm here to witness today. 2 Corinthians says that you are an ambassador for Christ. Matthew 5 and 13 says that you are the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? I come to bear witness on today. According to 1 Peter 1 and 23, you are born again, not a perishable seed, but of the imperishable seed through the living and abiding word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? Woman of God, I'm talking to you. Man of God, I'm talking to you. I take off your tatters and let you know today that you are who God said you are. 1 Peter 2 and 11 said you are God's manure. Romans 3 and 21 said you are justified by his grace as a gift. Ephesians 2 and 8, do not say you are saved by grace through faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are? My Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
According to James 1 and 22, we are the doers of the word of God and not just hearers. 2 Timothy 1 and 9 said, you have been called a holy calling. You've been called a holy calling. Do you know who you are? The Bible tells in Romans 10 and 9, hallelujah, that we are saved because we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Do you know?
who you are. You are saved. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are delivered and set free. Galatians 5:1 says, you are free. Christ has set you free. So you are free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. You are not sick, you are healed. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53:5, you're healed by he who was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And by his stripes we are healed. Did you know today that you're healed? Do you know who you are? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:21, you are established and anointed in Christ. Oh, my Lord, my God. Do you know who you are in Christ? That's what we're talking about today. According to Colossians 1:22, my Lord, my God, that we are reconciled. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Do you know who you are? Do you know?
Hallelujah.
Who you are in Christ? That is the question. See, the enemy does not want us to know who we are. He want to blind us. He want to keep us in a place of not knowing and not understanding. He want to keep us confused and bound. He want to keep us in bondage, not knowing who we are and not believing that we are all that God say that we are. I'm here to tell you that you are saved. Your God's dearly beloved, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forth. Let it penetrate right now. Let it take root and manifest in all that is in service on today, even myself and my husband, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for we know your word is true. The doors of the church is open. If there's anyone out there that says, you know what, I'm tired of living the way I've been living. I want to come back. This is the time. Come on back. Come on back. You say, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I want to rededicate my life. Come on back. Press one. Press one. We want to pray with you and for you. And if you don't have a church home, we extend ours over to you right now as our invitation right now. For discipleship, we extend that invitation over to you right now. It's for yours to receive. It's for us to extend. It's for yours to receive. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're needing prayer, we said, Pastor, we need you to pray for me. We need you to pray. We need y'all to pray for us and come into agreement. We want to pray for you and with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if you have a testimony you want to share, we'd like to hear from you as well. Press one at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just press one. If there's one out there today that said, Pastor, I'm lost. I don't know who I am. I go to church and I listen to the word. I still don't know. We're here for you today. All you got to do is press one. We want to hear from you today. We thank God for everyone in service once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there one out there?
Yes,
one?
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word that went forward, Lord God. We thank
yes,
you for the
teaching
and preaching, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right here in Sunday service, Father God, we believe that those that were in bondage have been free. Those that did not know who they were, Lord God, but they know who they are now in Christ Jesus. And Father God, we ask that you just continue to work on us and through us, Father God. Oh, Lord, deliver us, Lord God, from our own self. Some of us are in bondage with our own mind, our own self, and our own ways. Deliver us, Lord God, from every spirit of self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-rejection right now, self-pity, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we need your help, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the help right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, as we come to you in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, from our very heart, Lord God, from the pit of our soul, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all the good things in our life. For you are the creator of all things good. And Father, we thank you for your presence right now. For in your presence, the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose because of your presence. We are glad to be here, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provisions that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may be, Lord God, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection right now, Lord God, and for your perfect love that casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, let peace come and be still in all that's in service on today. May they be overwhelmed and taken by your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for life
and you, Lord God, your presence in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless everyone today, Lord God. Bless and heal. We do have someone that wants to come in. Looks like Sister Mackey, Sherry Mackey. Sister Mackey, you're on. God bless you.
God bless Sister everybody. Mackey. Yeah, I got a testimony this morning. Well, not this morning, this afternoon. I'm still thinking this morning.
Uh-huh.
I know my daughter was here yesterday and with me, and we were talking to my granddaughter on the phone, and she was kind of being a little disrespectful, and she hung the phone up on me, right?
Uh-huh.
So after she hung the phone up, my daughter say, well, I know you done changed, because any other time you would be cussing and fussing, and but the only thing I did was laugh. So I know God working through me. And this is another thing, my body just feel rejoiced. I mean, I just feel refreshed. I don't feel, I'm not in darkness no more, because I know I'm walking for the Lord right now. And going to continue to walk through the Lord.
Yes,
so what I'm saying is, I know I've been changed. And
I feel it
for me, he'll sure do it for you.
Because
anybody that know me know what I'm talking about.
those who knew you know you, they know you now. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you for that testimony.
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sister Mackey.
And God bless you.
Thanks, Sister Mackey, for that testimony.
She knows she's been changed. Hallelujah.
No, I've been changed. Ain't that like when you know you've been changed?
You
know you've been changed.
You will. You will testify.
You will.
You know how God has changed your life when you know you have been changed, like she said. So that's her testimony. And, you know, and may God bless you, you know, in your walk.
Yeah.
May he keep you.
Yes,
and may you keep on, you know, just trusting in God, you know, and seeking him and talking to him. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. We thank God for your testimony. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. You're going to be sowing into the Gospel Public Ministries. You can send your tithe and offering to the Gospel. I'm sorry, I'm going to say the Gospel Public Ministries. To Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor spelled out Chantel, Shantell. Or on Facebook through Messenger. They have, well, you can pay through Messenger. Tawanika Manning. And that name is pretty long, but anyway, if you can do Cash App, that's fine. Or you can call us for another way to send in your tithes or offering at 346-719-3349. We thank God for you here in service. For those that are sending in, those who have already sent in their tithes and offering, we bless the tithes and offering at this time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord God. Right now, Father God, we thank you for the increase in the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us, oh God, as a tither and as a one that give an offering. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive it. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, because we're tithes, that you will prosper us, Father God. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us, oh God. So we ask, oh God, for you to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you in paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine, our cast its fruit before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to you in paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus Christ's mighty name to help us, oh God, our family members and our finances, our fruits and our grounds be blessed. that you'll bless us with your seven blessings of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, to give us a fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving offering, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, call all nations to call us blessed because we are tithers, and that we give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll have our announcements from Sister Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard? You on, Sister Dillard?
Hello, hello.
Sister Dillard?
Announcement for this week. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Uh-huh. Announcement for this week, Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercession prayer and fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. noon. 12 p.m. noon. 12 p.m. noon.
You said 12 a.m.
And you can call 7- You can call 732-434-2510 for our intercession prayer on Monday morning and fasting. On Tuesday, we have one-on-one scheduling counseling. You can call Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349. And on Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Bible study starts, Bible study. And the number we'll be calling will be, are we using
845.
Okay, we're using 845-277-9213. That's for Wednesday Bible study. We'll be using 845-277-9213. And on Thursday, we have the pastor and the preacher show. And that's at 8 o'clock. And the number we'll be calling is 845-677-9213. And, of course, we have Sunday service. And we're at 2 o'clock. And the number again is 845-277-9213. And we have a minister training classes starting every Saturday, October 24, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. So please register by next month to get your material. And every first Sunday, we have our communion, Holy Communion. So have your bread and your wine during service. We have disciples training. We start November. This training is for 12 months. So you get hold to Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349, and she'll give you more information on it. And today we're supposed to went out there at the homeless every third Sunday, but unfortunately it rained today, so I will see the homeless every third Sunday each month. And if you want to join the contributor, you can call Pastor Chantel at, again, hold up, 346-719-3349.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all have a blessed Sunday.
And then we're going to be having, starting October, which is October 1st, Thursday, we'll have midnight prayer for 31 days. You all want to join us. And we're going to be on that line at 732-434-2510. That's Thursday, October 1st. We'll be having intercessory prayer at midnight for 31 days. What's to come here in the month of October? So we need to all come together at midnight, the beginning of the day. Today begins at midnight. So if you want to join us at 7, we'll remind you as the time gets closer. It'll be intercessory prayer at midnight starting October the 1st, which is a Thursday. And God bless you. Thank you for the announcements. And we'll reschedule to go out to eat for next Sunday to feed the homeless, since it's raining. It's 100% chance of rain here, and it's already been raining. So we thank God. Amen. Go ahead at this time. Benediction from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. God bless you all. I thank you for being in Sunday service on today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
May the God of peace that brought again from the dead Jesus Christ our Lord, that great shepherd, the sheep from the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you, which is well and pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen again. God bless you. I can't wait to see you.
God bless you.
I can't wait to hear from you.
Yes,
again.
Lord. Amen. And we bless you all before you leave. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding, discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you. I bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty, and I bless you to prosper and prosperity, to function as you were intended to. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to value for valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase in your work. God bless you. We love you. We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministries, and there ain't nothing you can do about it but receive it. God bless you all. Y'all have a good Sunday. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your day. I love you.
Right.
God bless
you. Amen. Yeah.